everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. Okay. I hope you guys all had a beautiful experience through the new moon. And I want to incorporate this video with something that has come to my awareness. Kind of like the experiences that we have to go through. So I'm going to, of course, add my own personal experience about this. I spoke in my previous video about the new moon in Aries, that Aries works with the pineal gland. The pineal gland, in order for the pineal gland to be illuminated, there is still a process of that illumination. Now, Aries, the ram, the lamb must be slain. The blood of the lamb, the new blood, the blood or water must be turned into wine. So the cerebral spinal fluid must finally be working, or even the fluid itself must be working and flowing throughout the laterals. You have the laterals. You also have the third ventricles and the fourth ventricle of the brain. Third ventricle and the fourth ventricle of the brain. Excuse me. Those three. Also, I added the hippocampus because it also attaches to or looks like the ram's horns, which also works with Amun-Ra or the great Amen. And also, Christ was also referred to as the Amen. All have to be crucified or receive their vital fluids throughout in order for the pineal gland to even begin to become full of light as well. So if, by the time that our pineal gland is, or when the pineal gland, in order for the pineal gland to be full functioning and to be able to finally see our inner God, the illumination, and figure out who our God source is. It means that the central canal, our spinal column, through all seven spines, through all seven spiritual bodies, must have been completed. The seven levels of initiations, which is what I made a video about in reference to, kind of, sort of, I think a very lengthy one, which is labeled, I believe, the seven levels of initiations. It's very long. I think it's over an hour long, where I also put an experience of mine in it as well. So you have to have free. There's complete freedom and complete flow from above to below through the process of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to be wedded to the Holy Mother. Excuse me. And it's going to work with the 7 days of creation, more specifically the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet, through Zion. Complete flow through Zion. Zion works through, or looks like, a sword. The sword, the two-edged sword, works through the mouth, which, of course, in order for us to speak properly, we have to have, works through the throat and the breath. So it works with the mouth, yes, but the throat as well. But we can speak properly through the holy breath. So it's the same thing. When we are opening our mouth to speak, we have to have proper breathing. Our breathing creates the voice that comes out. And in order for that to hook up, or for information to properly be used correctly, we need, of course, the breath, which is through the lungs, goes through the lungs and is filtered and up through the vocal cords and out of the mouth. So let me tell you, and in order for us to have complete illumination, we all know the death of ego must take place. All of the eyes. Are you watching what you speak about? I need this. I want that. All of that matters. It matters. And I've even gotten into my testing periods of, you know, sometimes I look on social media and I'm seeing this ad like, oh, I wanted that. Let me go check this out. This is a vitamin. This is something that can help me feel better about myself. I can look better in this, you know. Lots of pettiness or belonging into this reality. And I've been catching myself. Well, you know, this was going to make me look pretty. I need this, a new hairbrush or, you know, little things, whatever it is. I want to try and do my hair differently. I'm catching myself. And that, you know, is easy for me to. I often catch myself, well, you know what, I really don't need this. I really don't care about how my hair looks. You know, I like being simple, no matter what. Every time I, you know, buy new outfits or change my hair, whatever it is, I go back to being simplified. I end up not wearing what I have purchased because, you know, it's not functional for my everyday life. I work hard. I play hard. And my outfits must match what I am doing. I'm not going to put on a nice pair of jeans and then go out and dig in the garden. No, I'm not going to buy a nice pair of dress shoes and go work in the garden or run outside and play around with my granddaughter. It ain't going to happen. So you have to really understand who you are. And little things like that can either work for you or against you. And it matters. It all matters. And I'm not saying that we don't, you know, shouldn't buy ourselves things. I'm not saying that. You have to learn about what functions correctly within you. And so I've been having a bit of, also a little bit of irritability up until yesterday. And because I've been very groggy, you know, waking up very tired and just, I knew that if anything happened, I was going to be cranky. You know, so I had an experience yesterday and I really wanted to make this video yesterday. You hear that? I really wanted to. And so I say that a lot. I really wanted to. But I held my breath. Held my breath. I stopped myself from doing so. And so I'm always honest, no matter what, through my videos and my experiences. So I have been married to my husband. It'll be 20 years this September. And I have lived here with my husband, of course, within his family home with his mother and father. If you guys have been following me, you know that my mother-in-law has passed away recently as of January of this year. In that time frame, my father-in-law also got sick at the same time of my mother-in-law's passing. He was in the hospital for that portion of time, and he is recovering nicely right now. So that's all good right there. And, you know, so this is my home here. This is my home. Whew. And here comes realization, okay? I was really emotional yesterday when this all took place. First, I was very irritated, then I became very angry, and then I became sad. I've been the one here taking care of this household. Even when I was struggling with my own immobility and depression, I've done my best to make this our family home. And I got very upset, really, through the process of taking care of Barb, my mother-in-law, you know, which was, I became responsible for, of course, the financials and the errands and the cleaning and things like that, even before she was put on hospice care, okay? So she was on hospice care for, 4.5 years? And that's the amount of time that I have been homebound I have not really gone out socially. And so that's why I mentioned my previous video as well, that it was necessary for me to go back into reality to see if I have learned and actually can and take what I have learned and go back into an old experience and still be my higher self. Our experiences are always teaching us who we are. Always. And so I have gotten through taking care of my mother-in-law. My husband has a sister, an older sister, about by 20 years. And this, you know, is not a judgment on her part at all any longer, because I know that anything that I am going through is a reflection of myself. Who she is a reflection of her own self. My question throughout the entire time of caring for her mother, you know, when she did make her appearance, is, where are you? Where have you been? Why aren't you here? Why aren't you here? And towards the very end, we began to understand, my husband and I began to understand why she was absent. You know, we all have an experience in our life that tells us, or that can harm us and therefore make us refrain from doing certain things. His sister is more of an animal lover and will give her an arm and a leg for an animal. But when it comes to human beings, she refrains from that type of deeper connection. She's never had children, and, you know, for whatever reason for that. So she doesn't have that mother-child connection, which the mother-child connection, and when I'm nurturing is what I should be saying, the nurturing type of relationship that usually comes from a mother figure is highly significant in our ascension cycle. You know, and I said this actually ironically yesterday or a couple of days ago with my husband having a discussion. You know, I know for myself I will always love my son. Always, no matter what. And that's how mom's love is, or supposed to be. Not all the time. I know there are certain mothers out there who don't have that type of still nurturing within them. And that reminds us of how God's love is. Always there. No matter what our children do, mothers love and will always be there to back up their children, to help them out. Always. You know, but there are some moms and even fathers, dads, who don't do that. There's missing. Something's missing. More heart is missing. So, with what my experience is this past weekend is, because we are at that real delicate phase of death of ego. It's very delicate here. When we get to higher connections here, prior to the illumination, very delicate time. This is why not many can make it. It's very delicate. It's very frail, fragile still, even though we have worked so hard and have gotten so high or further. It's very delicate because the ego is very strong. That evil spirit, whatever it is you want to call the devil, is very convincing. I was boiling yesterday. His sister came yesterday. And as we were saying our goodbyes, she was like, you know, we're going to clean the house. And we're going to, you know, including her in this conversation, clean the house, and we're going to organize this, and we're going to, you know, display this, and, you know, and I was getting livid. Where have you been for 20 years? Where were you when your mom needed you? Now you want to come here and organize this home like it's your own, and I mean everything. And then I noticed that she had her mom's eyeglasses in her hand. In Barb's room, I put her ashes, her glasses, and her wedding bands on a little shelf there, right in front of the sun. I mean, right in front of the window where the sunlight, in a chair right next to it, in case, Pop wanted to go in and just, sit with her, talk with her, because he didn't have that closure, because, he wasn't home when she passed. And so I did that for him. And I began to hurt. I knew that if she had the glasses, she had Barb's rings. And I hurt. I don't care about the glasses. I don't care about the rings. And it's not about those physical things. But I began to hurt because how dare you think you have the right to these things just because you're her daughter? And so I had to walk away, from my husband and our conversation. I went to go visit my son, and I came back, and I was still hurting in my heart. And so I was trying to explain to my husband, and I was like, it does, a family isn't blood. Family is this, and I was getting mad. First, I was mad, and I wanted to blame him. How dare you not tell her that she doesn't have any right to come into this home and clean up and organize and get rid of and then display this and this and do that. Make decisions in a home that she has not belonged to. That this is our home. She has no right to it. All kinds of things. And then I began to hurt, and I was about to cry, and all of these things were coming up. And it was not again about the sister. It's not about her. What I was going through was not about her. She brought out of me what I was still feeling inside. All kinds of things were coming up. The true reason why I felt so bad and was so upset about this situation, and it has nothing to do with the actual situation either. The topic has nothing to do with the topic. It's about being unworthy, feeling forgotten, not being appreciated, not being valued. When we are experiencing those types of emotions, we're not connected to the father and the mother, one or the other, or both elements. It's the mother who keeps us afloat, right? Isn't it the mom, even in this reality, that holds everything together? Moms keep the house going. Moms are the ones who raise the children and guide them and take them everywhere they go. Moms make sure that the husband is well cared for and can do his job of whatever it is he's choosing to do. She is the foundation. Don't think about this in terms of how somebody else is supposed to treat you. The mother. This is an element of mother. The Holy Mother inside of you is supposed to hold you together and keep you risen. She's going to push you up through the sacred waters and help connect you to the Holy Father, the return of the Father. So I know where I am. I'm getting closer and closer to the Father, and we all know that through Aries, who is pushing us further into the penal land. Isn't that where Jacob saw God on Mount Panai? So that is what I knew, that if I didn't defeat this, I would not have been connected to my higher self. I would not have gotten closer to God. It was festering and festering, and I was about to start yelling at my husband, and the situation could have escalated. You know, so prior to this day, that night, prior to having this experience, I saw this thing. And this thing is in relationship to the higher crown, or going back to God, Christ consciousness. And it's about the ego, and it's the behemoth in relationship to Aleph of the Hebrew alphabet, which is one. I'm not going to make a huge video on this topic and add it into here because I wanted to keep it for a separate video. But in order for us to attain enlightenment within ourselves, and personal enlightenment is a personal relationship with the self, that you know every single thing about yourself and you are complete, unified, and whole. Enlightenment doesn't mean that you are above another individual, that you have more knowledge than that individual does. It has nothing to do with you being smarter than anybody else. It means that you have understood yourself to the highest extent of who you have always been. You have to defeat the behemoth. It's very strong. Very deceiving. Very strong. Very strong. But so is the Mother. So is Christ. So is the Holy Spirit. It's even stronger. We have to stop the mind from tricking us into thinking that what we are actually going through or the people in our lives are real, or the experiences that we're going through are a product of another person's fault. It's all about an emotional response that guides us to the impurities within, impure elements within, that are still keeping us from rising as one. So I wanted to add that to what you may be experiencing through this time frame. Lots of death is taking place. You cannot rise above and become until you are completely dead. This is the point of complete sacrifice. Sacrifice because of the slaying of the lamb. You are sacrificing something. So another thing that has been coming into my awareness is 444. And lo and behold, we're on April the 4th coming up of the year 22, not 2022. We are using the 2 at the end of the year, which equals 4, 4, and 4, right? So it's a 444 gateway. Now, because of where we are at, it makes sense as to what is taking place with this 4-4 gateway. So with 4-4-4, you can see that 4 times 3 is 12. We have in the Tree of Life 3 triangles. And through the 4 worlds, once you are at the top of the triangle, you are dealing with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, part of the Kether, Kopen, and Bana, which, of course, the Ein Sof is already above that. You have to have tapped into the higher three, okay? So you really even have the higher Trinity that deals with the 15th dimension. And And so because I push pause there to try to find my notes here, and if I am not continuing on with my sentence, please forgive me. But when you try to figure out the symbol of this or shape, you're going to have 4 times 3 is 12. And so you're working with, because I mentioned the star, we are work hooking up the Merkaba, okay, because we are now working with the element of fire, which is working here with the father of the opal ray. And this is working with the tetrahedron, which has 4 faces, and it holds the presence of the trinity of spirit, especially, which works through the threefold flame in the heart. This is also the 4 faces of the cherubim. So you have the lion, you have the man, you're going to have the eagle, and you're going to have the calf. Okay, so I just wanted to add that to it. We're working, I think I may have made a video maybe last year or the year before in reference to this, working with the angels. You see this number, you know you're working with the angels. Well, what is the angel? Now, if you're looking at Ezekiel's wheel or the 4 faces of the cherubim, you know that, and there's those wings there. This is the angel, but you are the angel, and it's hooking up further to that angel within you. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. And but also I began thinking deeper because now Source has been making me work with the Zohar, so and also the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which I have been working with throughout this time frame on and off, but more specifically learning more about it now. So you look at the 4th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Daleth, which is the doorway. And then if you go to the 8th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, it is Chet or Cheth. And then if you go to, because 4 plus 4 is 8, and now if you add another 4, it's going to take you to Lamed. And if you add all of these up, if you add 4 plus 8, you're going to get 12. And if you add another 12, because that is already a whole number, I mean, a double digit number, you don't reduce, you get, or if you, even if you did reduce it to 1 plus 2 is 3, you're going to get 12 total. But you're right back at 12 again. 4 times 3 is 12. But if you keep it as a 12 for Lamed, you're going to add 4 plus 8 plus 12 is 24. 24 chromosomes, 24 elders. And so highly significant is this gateway. And I just wanted to share that briefly with you. And I will be back as soon as I can, without expectation, without pressing myself to. Keep in mind, like I say, I don't make videos just to make videos. I make them when the timing is right and there is true knowledge that is within them. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.